Florida woman sentenced to probation for trying to hire hitmen to kill her toddler. By Amy Furr on March 24, 2026. A Florida woman who was arrested in 2023 after trying to hire a hitman on a parody website to kill her toddler son will not face jail time. 20-year-old Jasmine Pius of Miami pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 2 years of community control and 12 years of reporting probation, NBC Miami reported Monday. Pius admitted she sent a request to rentahitman.com to have her child killed. The site's owner, Robert Innes, said most of the requests he receives on the website are clearly people joking, but Pius's was different. The ability to research names and addresses and verify the intended target lived at a particular address, that to me is a red flag. If that information is corroborated, that is something that needs to be looked at, and that's why I referred it, Innes explained. Following her arrest in 2023, News 3 reported. Two sections of rentahitman.com have led police to arrests in various parts of the country, the services request form and the careers form. In 2021, a woman in Michigan was arrested for trying to use the site to hire a hitman to kill her husband. Earlier this year, an Air National Guardsman in Tennessee was arrested for applying to become a hitman by using the website. Assistant State Attorney Ayanna Duncan said Monday the woman was a teen mother and the child may have been born out of an incestuous relationship, also claiming Pius was ill-equipped to care for the child, per Court TV. Pius's parental rights were terminated for the minor child and she is not allowed to have any contact with them. She now lives with her biological father. The child lives with Pius's mother, who has legally adopted it, the website reads. Pius claimed in court that she has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, according to the NBC article. Video footage shows her court appearance on Monday to accept a plea deal. The Law and Crime Trials video noted Pius is required to attend behavioral therapy, maintain employment, and undergo a mental health evaluation and treatment if necessary.